Metta with the difficult person. It is important for a complete metta practice that when we are ready, we add difficult people to our blessing. As we explore loving kindness and compassion and equanimity, we find it is important to keep ourselves attuned to this path of new openings, to heal what needs to be healed, to continue to allow the practice of metta to serve as a purification of our own heart. May I suggest this? Before you actually begin the practice, perhaps even stopping the recording if you need to, make a list of all of the people whom you sense you should bring to your metta practice as difficult people. These would be people with whom you do have a challenging relationship, or perhaps there is a hurt or an injury of some kind. The relationship is not what it used to be. Any scenario that you know, your heart knows, needs to be brought to a more open-hearted, loving, and forgiving space. Take a deep breath and simply make your list. Don't judge it, don't qualify it. Simply place the name of every person you can think of who seems or feels to you as difficult or challenging or perhaps even an enemy, and put their name on the list in no specific order. And once you have done that, I'd also suggest that you arrange the list from the simplest to the most difficult. We will begin this metta practice with the simplest. For the purposes of this teaching, I invite you to stop the recording and begin with a new round of metta so your heart is warmed and opened. Begin with metta for yourself. Bring in your benefactor and bring in a loved one. Include a neutral person as well. And then when you are ready, we'll begin. We bring to our mind's eye a person who is somewhat difficult, just slightly difficult, perhaps the number one person on your list in terms of ease. Again, someone who is just perhaps mildly irritating or has a habit that is mildly annoying to you. And we imagine them. We imagine them either in front of us or simply doing what they're doing during the course of their day. We begin with breaths again of centering and goodwill. And we offer this person the phrases, "May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease." And we imagine a cord of connection between the two of us, some warmth beginning to grow. We see this person as someone not so different from ourselves, who has struggles, who faces challenges, and who also falls prey to their own negative messaging now and again, and may even make poor choices. May you be safe. May you be strong. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And we continue in that way for as long as we need to feel our heart open and full of goodwill for this individual. Now, if you find this exercise difficult with the person as they are right now in life, imagine them as a young child. Imagine them in their innocence, perhaps before they even developed their personality or habits or made the choices that they did, and offer this child your wishes of well-being. If there is difficulty, Another method is to bring the benefactor with you into this process. Imagine your benefactor standing next to you, offering you support as you engage and send blessings of goodwill to this challenging individual. Be aware of your wise self as you are offering the phrases to this difficult person too. If it feels too difficult, please know that you can always stop the blessing practice, do someone less difficult, or simply move back to blessing yourself. If feelings are rising in you that feel too much at this time, go back to blessing yourself. On the other hand, you also have some wonderful new tools now, and uncomfortability may be a sign that you need to press through to break through minor resistance to offering blessings to this person. And so if it feels uncomfortable, you may want to actually stay with it and breathe gently and easily, breathing in confidence or strength and breathing out any ill will or stuckness that remains. You can be creative with this metta practice for the difficult person because it is your practice. There is no absolute right or wrong way to do this. Honor yourself, and it is wonderful to create your own phrases of blessing that meet the needs of this particular situation. If you have a hard time wishing a difficult person well, you may want to offer alternate phrases such as, may you be free of pain and suffering. May you know inner peace inside yourself. Use phrases of compassion, phrases of a more general nature, that we know deep inside ourselves that even though this person is difficult, they do wish to be happy. They do wish to receive blessings and to be well, but perhaps they don't know how. Let us take the higher road and offer goodwill as best we can. In time, through building what I might call spiritual muscles for working with difficult people, we can bring even our most difficult relationships to this process. It takes time and practice. It can take days, weeks, months, even years to bring all of the people that we need to our metta practice. And even if we don't, and even if there are some individuals that we can't, it's all right. We do the best we can. And all along the way, we offer ourselves metta too. Because, as the Buddha said, life is difficult. And how can we be anything but kind? Kind to ourselves, kind to difficult others, kind to all beings, all creatures, everywhere.